Christian Parenting.
Welcome to the Christian Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Steph Thurling. I'm the Executive Director of Christian Parenting, a mom of three, and I am so glad that you're here. This is a place where you can bring your real self, no matter what that looks like today, and be given the space, resources, and encouragement you need to set aside perfection and grow into the perfectly imperfect parent God made you to be. I know as a mom, it is so easy to put everybody else's needs ahead of yours. And I know this because I do it too. But when hormonal changes start to take a toll on your body, it is definitely time to start taking care of you. Hormone health is so much more than just a few symptoms. It affects everything from your moods, your energy levels, to how you cope with stress. If you're a woman, you know how easily hormones can get out of balance, especially with all the daily stresses of life. And when that happens, it can feel like everything else is off too. But what if there is a simple habit that you could add to your routine that could make a huge difference? That's where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in. Happy Mammoth, the company that started Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. The results are so impressive, you guys. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website, and women cannot stop talking about it on social media and in real life too. I know so many people who use Hormone Harmony and absolutely love it. In fact, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CPPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CPPODCAST for 15% off today. All right, you guys, don't get mad at me, but today we are talking about the season of Advent and Christmas. And I know that it feels early, but Advent starts on December 5th, and we all know that Christmas decor has been out in stores for months anyway. So it's time that we talked about it. And I am joined by Charity Rios, who is the author of a new devotional written just for kids ages 6 to 12. It's an Advent devotional, and it's called Jesus, Light of the World. So today, Charity shares her heart for teaching kids about Jesus and following him. She gives us some really good examples of how she celebrates Advent with her family, and she just encourages us to simplify our holiday traditions so that it's not so overwhelming all the time. And then, of course, we cover her new devotional. I hope that you listen to the end to hear Charity's hope for kids who read this devotional. We were both brought to tears, and I really think this episode will encourage you in your walk with Jesus and in parenting kids who passionately follow Jesus too. Hey, Charity, welcome.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so fun. We got to chat a little bit before we started recording, and I just think this is going to be a really fun conversation. So thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to chat.
Yeah. Okay, so I like to jump right in and just get to it. So can you tell us, for listeners who are not familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit who you are, about your family, because this is Christian parenting, and then you get that one word or phrase to describe your family.
Ooh, I love that question. Yes, so I'm a mom of four boys, and they are ages 9, 7, 5, and 3, and so it's about as wild and crazy and stinky and so sweet, because boys love their mamas. And so it's the sweetest and the wildest time at my house all the time. And I'm married to an amazing man. He's an engineer. And so I like to say that he takes all of my crazy confetti creativity and he kind of brings some order to our life. And so I'm so thankful for him, and he loves Jesus so much. And so that's our family. And we are in Bryan College Station, Texas. And one word to describe our family, I would just say wild.
I feel like that's totally fair.
More spiritual word than that, but that is what comes to mind. And hey, God tells me over and over again, you know, like he uses the wild ones. He loves adventure. And so I would say it's hard for me to pick one word because I'm a writer, but wild, adventurous. And so there's never a dull moment with my crew, but I love them so much.
I can imagine, because those are really fun and busy ages.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot going on at your house for sure.
Yeah.
And then I always ask my guests, what is one thing that you want every parent to know?
I also love these. Oh, such good questions, Steph. I love it. Honestly, if I could share one thing with every parent in the universe, it would just be an encouragement that Jesus wants to have a relationship with your kids today that transforms their life today. There's no junior Holy Spirit. There's no like just little Jesus that comes into our kids at salvation. Like the fullness of God made flesh, Jesus is inside of our kids when they choose to follow him. And there is an incredible adventure and an incredible place of power and impact for the kingdom that they have today. It's not just that we're training and equipping them for the future. Of course we are. But there is an impact that your kids have in the kingdom of God that he's longing for them to make in the kingdom of God today. So that's what I would encourage them with.
I love that answer. I feel like we so often as parents think big picture, which is so great, right? Like we have to do that. We have to parent with the big picture in mind, with the end result in mind. But that sometimes we tend to forget about the right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes away a lot of good stuff that we can be teaching our kids and talking to them about, you know, and learning from them about. I feel like I've learned a lot about Jesus from my kids and about faith.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give them the opportunity, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm curious, as you say that, I feel like you have a passion for teaching kids about Jesus, for really embracing that, like, no junior Holy Spirit, kids are on fire now. Have you always had that passion for teaching kids, discipling kids, helping moms disciple kids, or is that something that you've kind of grown into?
Yeah, I would say, as I thought about this question before we were meeting together, I feel like it really began for me actually before I had my own children. And I've always loved working with kids and just had different jobs that related to that, whether it was teaching or working at a camp or things like that. But when I was in my mid-20s, I was actually about to be a part of helping plant a church. And I just felt kind of random at the time. It was kind of like everyone was like, who's going to do what? And they were like, Charity, you're good with kids. You're going to be the children's director. I was like, okay, cool. I don't know how to do that, but all right. And right before I moved to help start this church, I actually went on a missions trip to Mozambique, Africa, and went and worked with Heidi Baker and her ministry there. And so just like super quick snapshot of what she does, like really her ministry started just by taking in orphans that were in Mozambique. And so they have a massive like orphanage and school there, and it's grown into so many different things that they do. But we got to stay there at their like compound base that they have. And every single day, like the kids would gather to worship together like multiple times a day. And I just like was wrecked by it. Like it, I mean, I wish everyone could go and worship for 30 minutes with these children that are orphans, that are living in Africa, that have literally nothing, but what they had was Jesus. And what they had was a revelation that they have a father, like a good and perfect father that's there to meet every need they have. And I, like the Lord just used that time to open my eyes and fill me with a fire to realize that like, Jesus is alive. There is a perfect father that is available for every one of us. Like these kids weren't like sitting around being taught like, hey, you're going to learn these Bible verses. And then like later you're going to do great things for God. It was like, they were like, no, hey kids, we have nothing. I mean, they have crazy stories about how like, you know, the kids only had like bottles of ketchup to eat one day, you know, and they're like waiting for trucks to come with food. And they're just all like worshiping. Like these are kids that have like been on the front lines of like battle in the kingdom, like believing God for provision for their very lives. And like they are huge there at it's called Iris Ministries, but they're huge about having the kids come and pray for the sick and pray for miracles. And they have seen some crazy miracles there. And they are like, the kids are like leading the way. It's not just like, they're like, okay, kids, like sit there and watch us adults. We know what to do. You know, they're like, no, kids, you are an integral part of bringing the kingdom. They would even say, like, kids have even, like, greater, it's like it, like a lower barrier of entry for them to, like, understand God's heart and to even, like, pray and believe for miracles to happen because children's hearts are so pure. And Jesus told us, like, let the children come to me. Like, do not hinder them because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And so they're, like, you know, part of their core tenets of their ministry is, like, really, like, we need to learn from children as adults. We need to learn how to, like, approach our Christian faith, like, as a child. And so after being there for 2 weeks, I just, like, came back to the U.S. and I was, like, it's like, okay, I don't really know what this looks like in the United States as far as, like, kids ministry or my own kids someday, but, like, I'm never going to just, like, believe that, like, kids aren't, like, a part of the kingdom today, that there's not adventure in God for them today, that there's a junior Holy Spirit. Like, that's just not true. Like, he's alive and active in every heart that is willing to receive him, whether you're an adult or a child, and that we all need to come before him with the innocence and the hunger and the humility of a child to receive the fullness of what he has for us. So that really just, like, transformed me, pivotal moment in my life.
I feel like I'm, like, almost speechless by your passion for that. And I just think, I feel like hearing you speak about it and watching your face, I wish our listeners could see you right now, like, you're just on fire for everything you just said. And so it's so clear to me that the Holy Spirit worked his magic through, not magic, I shouldn't say that. Cut that out. Someone's going to get mad about that.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's so clear that the Holy Spirit just is so active and present in that experience there with you and just touched your life in such a way. And I love that you brought that home and thought, how can I take what I experienced here and apply that to my life in the United States and to my future kids? And you clearly are doing it. So I love that. And I love hearing your story. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of going to switch gears a little bit, but kind of not, because you just wrote a new devotional for kids called Jesus, Light of the World. And that's one of the ways that you are helping kids to really come into their faith and express their faith and learn about Jesus so that they can go be a light to other people. Because I always tell my kids, you can't be a light if you don't have the light. And so, you know, we are going to talk about how this devotional can help kids to really understand Jesus and develop a closer relationship with him. It's an Advent devotional.
Yes.
And it feels crazy to be talking about Christmas right now, but Advent begins on December 3rd.
Woo!
And we kind of talked about this, but Advent is one of my favorite times of the year. Like, in our house, we do a weekly Advent dinner on Sunday nights with my parents and my sister and my cousins, like the big family. And we light candles and do an Advent wreath and say a liturgy. And I love the opportunity that Advent presents for us to just, like, slow down.
Yes.
And focus on the season and be together, because Christmas is such a crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really busy. It gets just over the top. It gets expensive.
Yes.
And I think even when we talk about Advent, we kind of touched on this before, like, people think about the Advent calendars and they, like, stuff all these activities and 25 days of Advent, and it ends up being a lot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but it gets to be a lot. So let's talk about the allotness of Advent, which is a word now, the allotness.
The allotness.
So what do you guys do for Advent?
Yeah. Well, I relate to everything you're saying, that it can feel like a lot. And I think it's so interesting that in a season that really is, like, an opportunity for our hearts to focus on Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, who's the one that brings peace to a chaotic world. It's like, there's this message of the world and even, like, sometimes in popular current Christianity, that's like, we need to have these 10 resources, you know, like, you should be doing these 20 scripture reading plans or Sunday or whatever it is, you know, and you need to be buying all these things and doing all of these special events. And it can just feel crazy. And I understand that because, like I said, I have 4 young kids, and actually we are usually traveling. We're usually flying at Christmas time. And so obviously that's a whole nother deal. And so really, as we were beginning to start our, Advent traditions with my kids, I just remembered back to when I was a child. And, you know, it's so interesting because literally celebrating Advent was my favorite part of Christmas, even though, of course, I was excited about the presents and the candy and all the things. But it was so simple, but it was so powerful in my life. And my brother and I looked forward to it every year. And my parents would light, we'd have the Advent wreath with 5 candles, 3 purple, 1 pink. I always wanted to light the pink one. And 1 white one in the middle. And we would read passages that we would always read a passage of prophecy and then a passage of fulfillment and light the candle that we were learning about that week. And so our family did, like, I know there's different meanings to the candles and they're all wonderful, but we did like the prophecy candle, the shepherd candle, the angel candle, the wise man candle, and the Christ candle. And so I just remember as a child being like so blown away that the Bible was so accurate, that someone was like predicting all these things about Christ like hundreds of years ago. And it was just so powerful for me there, you know, probably because I was growing up in like the early 90s. There wasn't like all of the things that we have now, but it was just like the Bible, you know, like we were just reading the Bible. And that was enough for like wonder to like build and grow in my heart. And it just did something in me every year where I was like, this is real. This is real. Like the Bible is true. Like Jesus is alive. Like, and it just always built such expectancy in my heart. And so that's what I wanted the most for my children going into Advent, is that like, just remembering like, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's fun to use all the tools, obviously. I just wrote a tool to use. Like, I think tools are wonderful, but it doesn't have to be fancy. It can be simple. The important thing is like focusing our hearts on Jesus. And so like when my kids were just little toddlers, my oldest two were little toddlers, we have, some of y'all probably have this, like a Fisher Price plastic nativity scene. And
oh yeah, we have that.
You have that. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. It's so helpful.
It's great.
I was like, how can we make Christmas like interactive? Because an Advent, like devotional's interactive, because I have 4 boys. My parents only had 1 girl and 1 boy. And I think we were very well behaved. And my children are wild. Again, like that was the word I just used. And so I'm always like, how can this be super interactive and also like succinct? You know, we don't have like an hour to do this. And so I was like, all right, we're going to start with the empty stable. And then every day I'm going to like hide one of the characters or figurines from the Fisher Price nativity scene. And then the kids are going to find it. And we would play hot and cold for them to find it. And then we're going to talk about that, you know, that character, what role did they have? And even if it was like the donkey, we would talk about like kind of the geography of like, you know, Israel at that time and kind of what it was like to live in that time. And so we still do that tradition. Now my older boys like hide it for the younger brothers and we still talk about it. And it's just really fun. We like love doing it. So I'm all about the interactive, like games, hands-on. It creates a lot of great conversations. And then we also do the Jesse tree, which we use on Ann Boskamp's book. But the Jesse tree just goes through the story of like through creation, through the birth of Jesus. And those, it's so beautiful and wonderful. My kids love it. They love the interactive ornament hanging. And so those are 2 things that we do. And now we'll be using Jesus, the light of the world. First 15 Advent devotional for kids as well.
So you guys have probably heard me talk about IXL before, and that is because I truly love it. IXL is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum or offers a little more support at home that balances your school curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies. It adapts to each child, meeting them exactly where they are. So I have one kid who gets a little bored in math class and he wants more of a challenge. So I've used IXL to give him a little more work at home and really push him in his favorite subject. And then I have another child who's kind of struggled through some of his math units. And so we use IXL to get him a little more practice before those unit tests so that he feels more confident. And it has seriously been such a helpful tool for our family. IXL is easy to use. Everything is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it really simple to find activities for the exact skills that your kids are covering. IXL also offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. So it's really helpful if you're using it to get a little extra support and practice in a particular subject. Like my family, you can make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Christian Parenting Podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL memberships when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Again, you can visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the very best price. Love though all your activities because they are really simple. And yeah. I think that like we just tend to overcomplicate everything.
Yes.
We just, especially in this Pinterest world that we live in, we see all these ideas and we try to do them all instead of just like one. But like I love even just hiding the nativity pieces because it's active, especially for boys, little boys, like it keeps them busy a little bit. And you're talking about the Bible. You're talking about God's truth. You're talking about a true story that happened, but you're not, at least you're not saying it like you're getting out your Bible and reading a scripture passage. Like you're just kind of talking about it casually in conversation, which I think is so great. And then you pair that with a devotional like Jesus Light of the World or the Unwrapping the Greatest Gift, the Ann Boskamp book, and you kind of combine just everyday conversations and fun and games and scripture. Because I think that's the hard part about Christmas, right? Is like we try to find balance as Christian parents between keeping our kids focused on Jesus and then also like participate in the fun and the whimsy of all of it.
Yes.
Right? Like that's what we talk about every year.
And I think that one thing I've realized as a parent and just even in my relationship with Jesus, okay, I'm an Enneagram 7 for those who know, I'm motivated by fun. And so I think that knowing Jesus is fun. Like, I think it is the wildest, craziest adventure ever. Like, and so, you know, for my children's hearts, like, especially as boys, and obviously everyone's heart and wiring is different, but I think most children are like captivated by fun. And so I encourage parents to, you know, like find the joy, like this doesn't, nothing, you know, whether you use this kids' Advent devotional, I hope you will, that's coming out with First 15, whether you use that or another resource, just know that like, this is supposed to be fun. Like this is a great time for your family to come together and be silly and people to ask funny questions and people to say funny things. And when you're like, okay guys, let's sing a Christmas hymn. We usually do try to do that. Sing like a Christmas hymn too. I forgot about that. But you know, sometimes they're like, I want jingle bells. And you're like, okay, well, we were going to try to do like Joy of the World, but it's okay. You know, just like, just go with it. Like Jesus is there. Like, and I think that one thing I've realized with my own kids is one of my sons, one time he told me that he knew what my favorite day of the week was. And I was like, okay, what is it? And I'm so curious to know.
Please let me know.
Please let me know. He's like, well, it's Sunday. And I was like, really? Why do you say that? And he's like, well, because you love church and you love taking a nap. And I just thought it was so fascinating. I was like, yes, that is true. I really love naps. But I realized that, you know, there's lots of times I don't want to go to church. You know, that's just true. I don't tell my kids that, but we have made it a priority. And so what our kids pick up on is like what someone prioritizes, what my parents are prioritizing. That is important. And so literally, if you spend 5 minutes a day during the Advent season, but you know, you do it every morning, or we've done it before nap time sometimes, or we've done it, now we do it in the evening before bedtime, and you make it a priority to focus on Jesus, like the reason that we are celebrating, and build that expectancy and joy for us to celebrate his birth, like your kids are going to pick up on that. And that's more important than like, did I get everything done on the devotional? You know, like, did everyone sit there quietly and listen? No, they didn't. They never do at my house, you know? Like, and so that's okay. But they see the priority that you are placing on it as a parent. And so that's what I encourage parents with. Whatever Advent traditions you're creating, just know that the importance and priority you're placing on it, it goes a long way with your kids. They're going to be like, I knew from my parents that Jesus was the most important part of Christmas. Like, yeah, we got presents. We did fun things, you know, but this is the most important thing. They made time to read scriptures. They you know, they, we went through this devotional, you know, we sang a Christmas hymn together, whatever it is, they're going to know that it's important when you prioritize it.
Yeah. And just 5 minutes a day or one candle lighting a week, like that.
It doesn't have to be this crazy thing. But here's my secret, top tip, is that just tell your kids what you're going to do. And of course, I always recommend it be reasonable, not some crazy elaborate thing, unless you thrive. I know moms that like thrive with the crazy elaborate Pinterest things. That's not totally me. So I'm always like, keep it simple and realistic here. But tell your kids what you're going to do every day or every week, whatever it is, because they will remind you and they will hold you accountable. Like when I felt my kids are like, Mom, get out the Fisher Price Nativity. We have to search for that character. And I'm like, oh, it's late. You know, I just want the kids to go to bed. They're like, no, we have to do this. We have to do our reading. We have to do the Jesse tree. And I'll tell you what, if you tell your kids you're going to do something, they'll hold you accountable. It's pretty incredible.
Especially when you make it fun.
Yeah, especially when you make it fun. Yeah, absolutely. But they love it. Kids, you know, kids love fun, but they also crave consistency. And, you know, their hearts are made for it. I just encourage you to know, parents, that, like, your kids are made for a relationship with Jesus. Like, you don't have to feel like you're, like, forcing this, like, terrible thing on them where you're like, oh, I just hope that you fall in love with Jesus. Like, of course we do, and we pray for that. But I want you to know, like, their hearts are made for him. Their hearts, like, are made to be fully alive in him. That's how they come fully alive. That's how we're fully alive. And so just know that, like, you're giving them an invitation to the best thing in the world, and that's a relationship with Jesus.
Amen. So true. So true. I want to talk a little bit more about your devotional. Like, tell us, because I think it's also so obvious you have a passion for fun, right? You have a passion for Jesus. You have a passion for fun, making Jesus fun, making it an adventure. So I think you have done a really good job in this devotional too, making it super engaging for kids, because that is always the struggle, right? Like, you start a family devotional and then kids are like off doing whatever it is that they're doing, or just distracted. So tell us a little bit about how it's laid out with the activities and
Yeah, I love the flow. So I use the flow that First 15 uses for their adult devotionals and now their kids devotionals. And that's just that they start with a scripture verse. And then there is the devotional portion of it. And then it has a prayer and a go section. And so the fun thing that I really tried to do, hopefully this worked, is I tried to think about, okay, I have a 7 and a 9-year-old. You know, if they're sitting down with this, can they read these words? Or can they read most of these words at least? You know, they're still learning to read. They're still like, you know, getting their confidence, but can they mostly read most of these words? We don't want to make it some, I've read devotionals before or been like, hey kids, you read this devotional. And they're like, they just can't understand the words, you know? Yeah. And so tried to use 9 and 7-year-old language-ish, best I could. And also just tried to make it where it wasn't just like, we're just reading and reading and reading, because my boys get really like squirrel if it's just like too much reading. And so there's places even just in that devotional chunk where they're like stopping and responding. Maybe they're circling something, maybe they're writing something down. And so it is, like you're saying, meant to keep them engaged in it. And so, like, you know, some of your kids, I know people that are listening, you're like, my child can sit down and has a long attention span. But I know that some kids don't. And so we just want to make it where it can work for any child in that age range. And also, it's, I want to encourage parents, if your child isn't really reading yet, it's totally understandable. My kids have had a hard time with reading. And so this is also great for you to just sit down with them. I think your kids would love you to sit down with them and go through it. I'm planning on sitting with my boys and doing it. Because they just love that time with their parent, you know? So whether you're a parent or a grandparent, you know, I encourage you to just also just be a part of what they're doing. There's things in there that are like, hey, like, talk to your parents about this, or, hey, can you do this with your siblings? There's a lot about serving your siblings in there, some ideas about that.
Perfect.
Loving, encouraging your siblings, because, you know, maybe it's not just at my house where we need a little encouragement to live in unity at first with our family. And so But we do like a go section at the end, which I like is one of my favorite parts. And so there's a lot of activities throughout it, whether it's like crossword puzzles, mazes, word searches, like secret like decoder things where you have to like decode a message. There's maps because we look a little bit at like the historical aspect of the story of Jesus's birth and the world at that time. And then there's also a go section. And this is really, I'm sure you've heard this in what I've shared, but I really want kids to realize like that their faith is for today. Their relationship with Jesus impacts their life today. It impacts how they interact with their sister. It impacts like how they're talking with the kids on the playground. You know, like it impacts like how they treat the checker at the grocery store. Their faith is alive and active today. Like Jesus has things to speak to them today. He has missions for them to accomplish today. And that's what I really hope that kids and families will feel in this, that they are growing in their intimacy with Jesus. They're learning. We talk about prophecy and like even just the number of prophecies that are fulfilled about Jesus's life. And so we go into some of that theology, but we also get into like the really practical aspects of like, how does this impact our lives today? And then also just getting to know Jesus, like, who is he? Who is this person that we're celebrating this whole month? Why is he important? What is he like? And so, I'm just really excited for families to dig into it.
Yeah. So what is, to end our time, what is your hope for kids and families who finished this devotional and are really just like focused on keeping their eyes on Jesus this season?
Yeah, my heart is just that kids would know Jesus personally, that he wouldn't just be this like story or like this nice man that they like read about, or that their faith would be their own, that it wouldn't just be like, oh yeah, I go to church because mom and dad make me, or yeah, I have to like, we have to do this devotional thing. It's just like this check off religious thing. Like I am just praying, and I want everyone listening to know that I just prayed so much as I was writing this, like, Jesus, just reveal yourself to these kids. Like, I know there's going to be kids, you might give it to a neighborhood kid, and it might be like the first time that they hear the gospel. Like, we spell out the gospel plainly in there at the end and give kids a chance to receive Christ as Savior. And so, you know, my prayer is that there would be salvations that would happen as children go through this and get to know who Jesus is. And for children that are already following Jesus, that they would realize like that Jesus is their best friend, that he is the greatest source of joy they will ever know. And that living with him really is a great adventure. Like, it's not just about sitting in a pew and singing songs, even though those things are wonderful. I like my kids said, you know, like, I love going to church to do, but like, that is not the point of our faith. Yeah. Is just to go to church on Sunday. And for kids to know that there's a place for them in the kingdom today, like that Jesus is alive. He's inside of them today. He's speaking to their hearts. He has a place for them. He has mission for them to accomplish today. And so that is my prayer. And I just hope also for the moms that like me are tired. I had like a kid every 2 years for like forever. I felt like I was always like pregnant and nursing, had a newborn. And you know, my youngest is 3. So I'm like almost, you know, he's not potty trained yet, but we're almost there.
And getting so, there.
Like for the moms that are like, I just feel overwhelmed, you know, like I know that I'm supposed to do something for Advent. It's the good Christian thing to do. But like, I just hope that this feels like a breath of fresh air, that it's like, it's not meant to be this overwhelming thing. Like just, and I just give you freedom in Jesus' name. You know, it doesn't have to be done perfectly. It doesn't have to be done every day. It can be done halfway, you know, like there is freedom, because any time that you invest into your own relationship with Jesus and your kids' relationship with Jesus, it's going to bear good fruit. You know, 5 minutes a day times 30 is 600 minutes. I don't know. I'm bad at math, but you know, so even just a month of 5 minutes a day, is that right? 600 minutes? I don't know. Anyway, that adds up to a lot of minutes over your kid's lifetime. So if it's 5 minutes a day, y'all are in this book, it's going to bear good fruit.
I work in ministry. I'm also really bad at math, so I'm not even going to try that in my head.
I don't know. Somebody over here is listening, and they're laughing, and they're like, and
you can they're totally judging us.
Send me a DM and be like, this is actually how many minutes it is and how many hours. And, you know, us creative types, we don't do math.
No. Absolutely not. Oh my goodness. Charity, I love your heart. I love your passion for everything you do, your passion for the Lord. I loved this conversation that we got to hear about your heart. I thank you for sharing so vulnerably with us and so openly and for the encouragement. You are absolutely delightful. I'm going to put where everyone can get a copy of the devotional in the show notes. But can you also tell us where we can connect with you? Because I think people are going to want to hang out with you more.
Yeah, I would love that. The main social media platform I'm on is Instagram. It's at Clarity with Charity. That was back in the old school blogging days when I first started blogging. That was my blog. I can't get Charity Rios on Instagram. Somebody else has it. So I am Clarity with Charity on Instagram. That's my main place to hang out. I have to keep things simple right now, so really that's where you can find me on social media, and then my website is charityrios.com.
Thank you so much. I'll put that in show notes too. Thank you again for being here.
This was fantastic.
Thank you.
It was so fun. Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Charity is just so fun and so filled with the Holy Spirit. She is someone I really recommend that you connect with. I have links to everything in the show notes that you can do that. And go and get yourself a copy of Jesus, Light of the World. I know it will be a great resource for your entire family and will be a blessing to your Christmas season. May God bless you this week. May you live your faith actively right now, making a difference in the kingdom of God because He has called you to do just that. May your heart move closer and closer to His this Advent season, and may you always remember that the most important gift we can give our kids is a real, active relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to the Christian Parenting Podcast. If you haven't subscribed, you can do that now, and that way you won't miss an episode. You can connect with us on Instagram at christianparenting_org and see more resources at christianparenting.org. And if you're a mom raising daughters, we have the perfect course for you. Visit cpguides.org to learn more about our Helping Moms Raise Confident Daughters online courses. And lastly, if you have enjoyed this podcast or other Christian parenting resources, please consider donating to this ministry. Visit christianparenting.org and click the donate button. Christian Parenting is 100% donor funded, and none of this would be possible without your help. We are so grateful for you. You're amazing. God bless you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.